Hi, and welcome to Mouse Chat. I'm Lisa, and joining me today, I've got Lauren, Chris, Bob, and Steve.
Hey, hey.
Hey, hey.
Merry Christmas.
Ho, ho. I guess I should say hey, hey, hey.
48 days away from the as of the date of this recording.
Wow.
Less by the time people hear it.
Wow, I gotta start thinking.
I hope you get me something good.
I'm getting a cruise.
Wow.
Wow, yeah. Christmas way to show us all off.
Did you put your time in for your request in for time off?
I did. You didn't get that?
I didn't. You're going to have to take me with you now.
For that.
All right. So today's topic, we're going to be talking about Easter. No, just kidding. Holidays at Disney. Christmas, New Year's, all kinds of fun stuff. So we've got a couple things that we've decided. Instead of doing our top five, instead of doing that, we've decided that we're all going to end up with the same top five. So we're just going to talk about each of them. And there are five of us, and it works out perfectly. That was Chris's brainchild. Thank you, Chris.
You're welcome. I stay up all night thinking about these things.
Okay.
That actually was well thought out, yeah.
Thanks, Bob.
Okay, you know what, Chris, since you're the brainchild here, we're going to let you go first. What are you going to talk about?
Okay, I'm going to talk about Osborne Lights, which is probably one of the top, it's not really the top one or two things at Christmas. And if you don't know what Osborne Lights is, it's where they take the back streets and Hollywood Studios and they just cover everything with Christmas lights. And the way that got started is there's a guy named Jennings Osborne who was from Little Rock, Arkansas, who would decorate his house, and he owned the two houses next to him. He was like a millionaire. He's very eccentric. And his neighbors hated it because he was in a very nice neighborhood of Little Rock. And so they sued him, and it went all the way up to the Arkansas Supreme Court, and he was required to take his lights down. And he put some of those lights down at the riverfront in Little Rock. But the bulk of them went to Disney. Disney said, hey, we'll take them. So that's how that started. And every year they have a couple cute traditions. There's usually a little black cat that you can find, which is from the collection from that his family had, and other cute little things. But basically, it's amazing. I mean, every night at dusk, they turn on the lights, and they usually choose a kid to flip the switch. So it's dark in there, and then they'll flip the switch. And they play music periodically. And the lights, go during the, they play in time according to
twinkle.
Music.
They dance. Yeah.
They cool. dance. That's right. So, I mean, it's pretty amazing, and it's definitely something you shouldn't miss. So,
And this year, don't they have the glow with the show ears working with them?
I don't know. They do they?
I believe they do.
Yes. Okay. I believe they do.
I'm sure that will.
So bring yours, Chris. So, you could bring yours.
I mean, it's. I don't know. It's probably. I think it's my favorite thing to see at Disney at Christmas time.
I have not been since they got rid of the backlot to see the Osborne lights.
Yeah, I remember when they used to do the backlot and you used to walk through all.
Yeah, you walked through all the houses,
like the Golden Girls house and stuff. Gosh, Steve, that was.
That's the last time.
You know,
I
didn't
go last year when we went to the Fantasyland opening. You weren't there?
I have to say, I haven't done it since the backlot either.
I have not.
Oh, my gosh.
Isn't
okay,
that sad?
Well, we're doing it Friday night, so.
Without
it's
me.
Really, it actually is really well done. I thought I would miss the backlot, but the way they do it, and it's something like, I believe it's like 5 million lights. I mean, it's really, really impressive.
Well, and the rumor is that this is the last year. I don't know if that's been substantiated anywhere. Sense.
Huh.
No, I think it's the last year because of potential construction that they're going to be doing if they expand Hollywood Studios, but I don't think that's been confirmed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I would be sad. That would make me a sad panda.
It is.
Yeah, me too.
It is quite a good tradition.
And the other cool thing is that one thing that Hollywood Studios does that's kind of unique is they have different – they have Christmas-themed drinks that you can – like adult drinks that you can buy. So if you're of the mind to, you know, have a little mixed drink and walk around and see all the lights and –
eggnog
sorrows, you can do that too.
Oh, and I love the cast members get into it and they wear like holiday – type attire and scarves, which is funny because it's like 70 degrees out right now.
Yeah, you mentioned that. So, thank you.
So they're probably sweating. But
you know what? It's going to be cold at night. You know, it gets chilly at night. I mean, everybody who's going right now from now and through the holidays, bring a coat.
Yeah. Bring your gloves. You're going to want them.
Depends.
No, you're going to want them.
No.
Not during the day necessarily, but it gets chilly.
He was saying bring your Depends. It's that exciting.
Oh, yes. Yeah, wow. Okay.
And that's an image I really don't need to think about.
Yeah, appreciate that, Chris.
Who's next?
Thank you.
Okay, I can go next.
Go next, Lisa.
Well, what I'm going to talk about is Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party.
Yay.
Mm-hmm. It's such a lovely time of year. So the Very Merry Christmas Party is a special ticketed event, and it runs from 7 p.m. to 12 a.m. midnight, and it's going to be going from now through December 20th, and you can get your tickets, and they're going to be right around that $60-$65 mark per person, and just select nights, so it's not every night. But things that you can expect, they should have all the lights on the castle, the Cinderella castle. Oh, the shimmering lights are so stinking beautiful. And hot cocoa and cookies is one of the events that they boast. One of my favorite things is they make it snow on Main Street. And all right, it's bubbles, but it's so pretty. I like it. And so they do that, and they have the
kids love that.
The Christmas parade with Santa.
Yep, the parade's very good.
One of the things that I remember about Christmas time from having worked there are the toy soldiers and them marching and the noise and the synchronicity and just the joy that those little toy soldiers brought to me. I liked them. So, but you can catch some of them. And some different, you know, onstage dance show type things, and it's a fun time. And what's good about this is it's kind of like Mickey's Not So Scary, where you are in a group of people that's a lot smaller than normal daily admission, and so your lines are going to be shorter. You're going to have more characters. You'll have some dance parties where you can interact with the characters, and the decorations are unbelievable. They really are.
Yeah, it's a good way to start to kick off Christmas and get in the spirit. Because everything's super, it's all nice and Christmassy. You got your hot cocoa, you're walking down Main Street, you got the music. It's a nice way to get into the Christmas spirit in November or early December.
Yeah.
And the nice thing is it's starting now, so you actually, if you're going now, you get to enjoy that as well.
Well, honestly, with all the time and effort they put into it, they need to put it out for 2 months because there's so much that goes into the holiday decorating.
And if you're a big Christmas fan, and I don't know, I mean, I've been listening to Christmas music since like September,
Bob.
I'm a huge Christmas fan.
I'm with you, Bob.
Yeah,
you and I have that in common.
Yeah, so I love this time of year, and I think it goes by so fast. I mean, it's just so special this time of year, but it really does fly by. I mean, Christmas is going to be here before you know it, and people get so caught up in the shopping and the getting together with family and all the headaches of the season. But I mean, this is just a lot of fun, and it's just great. I mean, it totally worth doing in November. I mean, if you're a big Christmas fan, you'll love it.
Yeah, it is awesome, and I don't know if we're going this year.
I don't know when.
I don't know. If we make it down for Nationals, we may do it one night if we can get it in.
I'm sure Bob will go. Bob can report back.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. As much fun as it is, given the choice, I'd rather go to Not So Scary. But
yeah, we always have the debate between the two.
Oh, my gosh. Don't get me started, Lauren. That's awesome. Okay. So let's see. Lauren, what do you have?
Rut row. So I have the Castle Dreamlights. And basically they have Cinderella's Holiday Wish stage show. And every night, and I think it's right around 6 o'clock, they do the Castle Dreamlights where they light the castle. And it's just so cute the way they do it. and they light the castle, and it's all icicle lights. It just glitters and glow. It glistens. Absolutely stunning. And I thought I was muted again. And the fairy godmother comes out, and she does this whole thing with Cinderella, and they say bippity, and some of the lights go on, and boppity, another set of lights go on, and then boo, and the whole thing lights up. It's just, it's stunning to see. It's one of my favorite things.
Those are like my best photos are of the castle. And then there's a spot like to the right and to the left of the castle where you can get the reflection in the water.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
It's just really pretty. Those are the best photos you'll see on the internet usually, or when the castle's all lit up.
It's so pretty. It's just stunning.
Okay. All right. So, Steve, what are you going to talk about?
I've got the best one. This is the must-do. If you don't do anything at Disney World this holiday season, you need to go resort hop during the holidays, especially on the monorail loop. And the Grand Floridian, I think, is the best of them all. So you go to the Grand Floridian, they have this huge Christmas tree, a real-life gingerbread house that they actually...
A real-live gingerbread
real
house?
Real-live, yes, it's real.
It's alive, and it's live. Kids.
Wow. It does. A life-size gingerbread house.
It is. And it's life-size.
Oh, you couldn't live in it.
You could. If you, there's people that
if
live
you have
in...
minimal needs.
There were people that lived in less in the Bahamas. But yes, it's a large gingerbread house that sells actual... You can buy pieces of gingerbread, which always smells so good, but I don't know. It must be an acquired taste because I just never...
No, it's nasty.
Yeah,
nobody
so...
Nobody likes gingerbread.
That's what I don't...
Except the Germans.
Evidently. So, but you can buy pieces of gingerbread. And then they... And then the hotel is just decorated up as well. So it gets you in the spirit just like the others going to the Christmas party. And then also you got to go over to the Yacht and Beach Club. They do a very good job with Christmas. They bake a lot of things like a
beach is better.
Beach, yeah, I think Beach Club is better because they do the carousel right with the horses.
That's awesome.
And they have hidden Mickeys in it, and all the horses are carved out of chocolate. And then usually the Yacht Club has another display and maybe like a train.
The train thing.
Yeah, there's a train display. But it's just fun to go to each hotel and see what they've made that year and how they've put it together, and just to look at all the different decorations and shop and get a little something to eat.
Do you know what I think is surprising is some resorts don't really lend themselves to like a Christmas theme.
Yes.
Like Wilderness Lodge, that's easy.
Very
Grand
pretty.
Floridian, super easy to kind of dress up for Christmas. But when you go to someplace like Animal Kingdom Lodge, and they have these gorgeous trees, and that they've sort of incorporated little African art objects into the trees, and the colors are kind of in keeping with the theme, but they're still festive. They do a great job over there.
Yeah, it's
and
nice
I think
to see
if you're
going
to go to any one resort, you should go to Wilderness Lodge.
Yeah,
I actually kind of agree. I like Wilderness Lodge.
Wilderness Lodge is very nice because it's got that whole Christmassy, warm, sit by the fireplace feel. Yeah.
So they're blowing the air conditioner so you can sit by the fire and feel cozy.
Do what it takes.
Yeah, but that's my favorite thing.
Okay. Are you going to break out into song?
No.
Okay. You don't even know the song. Okay, so...
Raindrops on roses and whiskers on... Okay, now you got me doing it. Okay.
That is a Christmas song. They always bring that movie out at Christmas time.
They do. It comes out Thanksgiving night. I always watch it every single year.
You're so sentimental.
Not really. I just wanted to be a nun when I was like a little girl.
How long did that last?
I totally wanted to be a nun for like 5 years.
Probably because you thought you could fly if you were a nun.
No, I just wanted to be a nun. I was raised in a Catholic household. I think if you ask most little Catholic girls, they wanted to be a nun at least for a few months. But then I found out I couldn't chase boys, and I was like, forget it. No, I'm kidding. I did. I wanted to be a nun forever.
Wow.
Yeah.
Things you learn about people that you do a podcast with.
I didn't see the nun thing coming.
Yeah, that
really?
That's
honest. Oh, yeah.
That's completely
from
by
like
surprise.
Maybe 8 till about 12.
You do know
12.
That like in 3 years, that's going to be in our things that you never knew about Chris.
No, like one thing that disappointed me, because I was really disappointed that they started wearing regular clothes and not like the whole garb, because I really like the outfits. I figured I'd look great. I'd get some like high heel boots and like a nun's outfit. I'd be styling.
You know what, Chris? Draft up the petition. I'll sign it.
I don't know. I just thought it'd be awesome. I like the outfits.
Well, I mean, you would never have to worry about what you were going to wear, right? Because it was
or how your hair looked. You wouldn't have to flat iron your hair.
I know. That's the other thing. I wouldn't have to think about my hair. Yeah. Okay. Never mind.
Wow. There's a little journey into the world of Chris.
Oh, wow.
Whose turn is it? Bob. Well,
It's Bob's.
And in keeping with the quasi-religious theme, I guess, I'm going to talk a little bit about Epcot and what goes on there for the holidays, beginning with the Candlelight Processional, which is now in its unbelievably is in its 43rd year.
Is it really?
Oh, wow.
Yes. Which, I mean, I guess it started at Disneyland. But it is a Disney tradition originally. And this is the Candlelight Processional, if you don't know, is a presentation of the Christmas story in readings by a celebrity narrator and music accompanied by a mass choir and a 50-piece orchestra. The best part about it, it's you don't have to pay extra for it. It's included with your ticket to Epcot. And it's held three times nightly at 5 o'clock, 6:45, and 8:15 p.m. at the American Gardens Theater in World Showcase. The celebrity narrator scheduled to appear among the ones scheduled to appear this year. A couple of new ones on the schedule: Gary Sinise. I bet he'd be interesting. Neil Patrick Harris, always a fan favorite.
I love him.
Whoopi Goldberg.
She's always on.
Yeah, Sigourney Weaver. I don't think she's done it before, or not in a while.
Yeah, I think she has done it before.
Okay, Stephen Curtis Chapman. He'll be back. I know he's popular. Amy Grant. That'll be good.
I love her.
Yeah. So those are just a few of the ones that'll be there.
What night is Steven Seagal?
Steven Seagal. Can you imagine Steven Seagal doing?
They've been trying to recruit him for years. It hasn't happened.
or what about William Shatner? I think he'd be good.
It'd be awesome.
Except it's a 40-minute show would take like 3 hours. So no charge to see it. However, it is recommended that you get online earlier. I mean, they say, you know, probably 30 to 45 minutes. And I can tell you that for certain celebrities like Neil Patrick Harris or Whoopi Goldberg, you'd want to get in line a lot sooner than that. And of course, as you get closer to Christmas, the show becomes a lot more popular. The other option is you can book a dinner package. And which will get you reserved seating.
Which I highly recommend.
Yeah. I mean, waiting in line is definitely no fun. I think we waited hours one year to see Whoopi Goldberg. And you have multiple choices of restaurants available on this dinner package. Beer Garden, Chefs de France, Garden Grill, Restaurant Marrakesh, Rose and Crown. So plenty of choices there. To book that, totally worth it. I agree. The other thing that Epcot does, if you're there in the parks, is they do holidays around the world. So among that, they have storytellers from all the different countries in World Showcase who will tell tales about their country and their holiday traditions, like Italy's La Befana and France's Père Noël and so they celebrate their traditions and what they do. You can go and see performances by a group like Joyful, which is a gospel celebration featuring the divine voices, and that begins November 25th and runs through December 29th. By the way, the Candlelight Processional does not start until November 29th. So if you're going before, then you will not be able to see the Candlelight Processional. Forgot to mention that. And if you're a big fan of illuminations at Epcot at night, then you will definitely want to stick around during the holidays because they do a Peace on Earth finale. So certainly don't want to miss that. So lots going on at Epcot to celebrate the holidays.
What else goes on?
At Epcot?
Oh, anyway.
They do have Mr. and Mrs. Santa Claus, which are the prettiest ones I've ever seen.
Oh, at the American Pavilion?
Mm-hmm.
The prettiest ones? Okay.
Prettiest ones I've ever seen.
Okay. Well, they're good. They're the real deal. And I believe there is also at the American Pavilion, there's a gingerbread house. if I'm not mistaken.
Huh.
They have one there as well. Inside the not inside the pavilion, but inside the little restaurant nearby, the little counter service place. That's where they typically have it. So you check that one out too. What am I missing?
Well, I just thought we could talk about some other things. One of my favorite things. Steve's looking at me like, what? What else is there? There's Downtown Disney.
Oh,
okay. We really like Downtown Disney at Christmas. It's they get a lot of people to come out and perform. And they can do different things, whether it's a puppet show or sing with a guitar or have a choir. And it's kind of fun. You know, it's not camp out for the whole evening type of fun, but it's nice as you're passing by. You want to take a little break, take a load off, eat your fudge that you bought, and listen. There's always something good going on. So I really enjoy doing that at Downtown Disney at Christmas.
Yep.
You will have to deal with crowds, of course, but
yeah.
It is nice. Oh, Ghirardelli's, and you got to get the hot chocolate at Ghirardelli.
Ooh, yeah.
Mm.
They make the incredible hot chocolate.
Yeah, because usually it's kind of cool at night, and you get a hot chocolate. You walk around; all the shops are decorated up for Christmas. You go Christmas shopping.
Yeah, and I would say, I mean, it. I don't think anybody does as good a job decorating their stores and stuff as Disney.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just it's like every square inch is you know.
Yep.
Even the windows on Main Street. Like last year, they had that Christmas Carol. If you saw that in the windows in the first shop as you walk in.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay.
Super
yeah.
cute. My kids loved that. And that's one of those like low-tech things that you could walk by and never, ever notice. But if you really look, there's a ton of detail. There's like four or five windows and it has like a scene from the whole story. It's super cute.
And what's amazing is how fast all these decorations go up.
Yes.
Yeah, you know, I mean,
like basically overnight. Things kind of come online. Like if you're going right now, not everything is going to be up. Usually the resorts come online about a week before Christmas, and you won't see that big Christmas tree.
A week before Christmas?
I'm sorry, a week before Thanksgiving. Thank you. Yeah. You won't see that big Christmas tree that you see in Town Square in the Magic Kingdom. You won't see that until after the parade tapes, which is usually the first Friday, Saturday, and Sunday of December.
Right.
And then they move, they put that up then. But yeah, it comes up pretty quick. I love that big Christmas tree they put out in front of Hollywood Studios every year. You don't even have to enter the park to see that.
Right. That's true. Yeah. And they put up, I think they decorated Downtown Disney. I think they put up a tree or they decorate what's there, you know, artificial one.
Yeah.
Yep.
And it's the only time of year that the music inside the 25 Days of Christmas stores is, you know, relevant
yeah.
and timely. So
exactly.
I always feel bad for those cast members. It's July and it's 95 degrees out and, you know, happy holidays. Well, they finally, you know, it's their time to shine. Yeah.
When all of you go, do you buy a Christmas ornament ever for your tree?
Every trip.
Yeah, totally.
Every trip.
It's hit or miss. Yeah, it's not a tradition. I do it or I don't. Depends on what I'm
hit or miss too.
I'm lying. It's not every trip. It's one trip a year that I get it. I always have to get my year one, 2013, 2012.
I'm always afraid they're going to break. So I like look at them and I think, ooh, that would look cute on my tree. And then I'm like, oh, it's going to break. So
and
like when I put it in my luggage. So.
You could take the cheap route like I do, and you can wait until the year's over and then buy the clearance ones, and they ship them to you, and they don't break.
Very good.
There you go. Or, I could ship. You know, always happy to ship if you've got your heart set on an ornament.
You know, is it easy for you to ship, Bob? Oh, wait, you're in Orlando.
I am in Orlando now.
Silly me.
Yeah.
So what about if somebody were going for Christmas, like say they're going for Christmas, where would you recommend somebody try to eat for Christmas Day or Christmas Eve? I know that a lot of
Christmas
places
Eve.
Will have a holiday. Go ahead,
Sarah. I would do Christmas Eve at
Artist Point.
Nope.
Oh, that would be nice.
Contemporary.
Yeah, California Grill.
California Grill.
The lights and everything. Oh my gosh.
Yep.
I mean, those are definitely reservations you're going to want to make 180 days out. Although somebody told me today that she got Cinderella's Royal Table for that week for a client.
Wow. So. And I think that would be a nice Christmas Day dinner.
Yeah, absolutely. And some of the restaurants do put on a Christmas sort of, you know, they have an alternate menu. You just have to check when you're booking to see who has that.
I think I would want to. I mean, if I had it in the budget to do so, I think I'd probably want to do one of those meals at a signature place.
Yeah.
A Brown Derby or Citrico's or.
Yeah.
But if you want turkey, you could always go to Liberty Tree Tavern.
That is true.
I tell you, I think it's a good option for Thanksgiving.
I think it's a good option for people who maybe are on a budget and they're already spending so much because, of course, there are no discounts that week unless you got in really early with free dining. It's a good option. It maybe doesn't taste like the turkey you make at home, but you know, unless you're a really bad cook,
you can always just get a turkey leg, Chris.
Yeah, you could get a turkey leg.
There you go.
That's what Steve would do. He would just sit there by himself on a bench and gnaw on a turkey leg with a can of cranberry sauce.
And a can of cranberry sauce.
Anybody got a can opener?
With a plastic spoon. And just look at the lights. Wow, that's just sad.
Oh my God, I need a picture of him doing that.
Oh, that actually would be funny. I mean, because the tree is it's decorated up there. Oh, we got to do that this weekend.
I'm totally bringing a can of cranberry sauce to the park, Steve, and we will spring and get you a turkey leg.
That'd be nice.
It'll be worth the $9 to get a picture.
Absolutely. Poor Steve.
So what about do any of you have when you visit during the holiday times? Do you have like family traditions that you do there or?
Yeah, don't go to the parks.
Steve plays the role of Ebenezer Scrooge.
When we went this last time for Christmas and we stayed for a long time, we just did it differently because we knew the lines were going to be crazy. So you either go very early in the morning and hit the rides you want, or we go to Downtown Disney, or we go look at the stuff at the resorts. We did a lot of the little stuff, or we did the people mover. We did the rides that aren't the e-ticket.
Actually, that would be kind of fun on like a Christmas day to just go resort hopping and check out all the different resorts.
Yeah.
If you were there, yeah.
And we went to, we just did all the smaller stuff and it was still a lot of fun.
We always take a picture of the kids right in front of the Christmas tree as you come in the Magic Kingdom. So you can see how much bigger they're getting. So like, because the first one, the twins are like little tiny babies.
Huge.
Well, or the tree could be getting smaller.
Could be because of budget cuts.
Budget cuts, that happens a lot.
Budget cuts. I'm still bitter about the Lights of Winter, by the way. It's been years, and I'm still bitter.
maybe they'll surprise us this year with something new.
That would be nice. Yeah.
Well, and they are surprising us with something new because the Jingle Cruise is opening up on Friday, so we'll all go over there.
Yes, I'm actually kind of curious to see to see how that plays out. Did you see the promo poster that came out? It had it had an elephant wearing a Santa hat. So.
They're going to need to do more than that.
That was what I told you they were going to do.
Corny Christmas jokes.
Well, I'm sure they'll have those too.
Yep.
So looking forward to that, and I'm looking forward to. Hopefully, it's a big success because what I would love to see is them do more and more holiday overlays.
I can't see
Me
them.
Me too. I think
ever.
It's a nice start. Maybe they'll do it.
I can't see them ever doing the Haunted Mansion.
No, probably not. No, I couldn't see that one. But there's other attractions that are.
It's a small world. Would work extremely well with a holiday overlay and Disney World.
Yeah.
So there's a ton of things that they can do. But yeah, I mean the holidays is I mean I think from October through early January you've got just a wonderful time of year in the parks because you've got the fall environment and then you roll right into Christmas and then New Year's, which is insane, but at the parks, But you know, everybody should probably try it once just to experience it.
Yeah, this is a good time to go. This is my favorite time of the year to go.
Okay, well, that will wrap up this week's show. I would like to thank pixievacations.com for sponsoring the podcast. If you like our shows, you can go to iTunes or go to mousechat.net and you can download them there. And if you've got any questions or comments for us, please send those to comments@mousechat.net. And we did want to put a special little note out there for you to our Mouse Chat listeners. We have been nominated for something pretty cool. Steve?
We're nominated for the 9th Annual Podcast Awards. So thanks to everybody for nominating us. Yes. And now it's time to vote. Unfortunately, you get to vote for 15 days in a row. So as long as you can remember, you can vote every day, November 1st through November 15th. You just go to podcastawards.com. You scroll all the way down to the bottom to the travel section. And then Mouse Chat is listed right there underneath travel. Just type your name and email address and submit that. And then you should get an email to verify your vote. And you just click on the link in the email, and that's all you have to do.
I was going to say, it takes less than a minute, and they don't spam you or anything.
Yeah, and hopefully we'll get some votes and maybe even win this wonderful award.
Well, and if we do win, then Bob is willing to get a tattoo, shave his head,
and move
to
Orlando.
Pretty much anything else that anyone asks.
Yeah, we could milk this for all it's worth.
Totally,
Steve will be giving out free hugs if we win.
I am totally open to weird and crazy suggestions. It means a lot. I mean, I would love to win this for us. I mean, it's the second year that we were nominated in a row, and we're very grateful for that. It means a lot to us. It really does. But to win would be awesome. And I mean, whatever crazy, wild idea you can think of. I mean, within reason, I do have to work still. So, you know. But yeah, I mean, shave the head, tattoo, totally. I'm totally open to that.
I don't think you can go to court with a shaved head.
Yeah, that might
sure?
A lot of people shave their head.
Yeah.
Not respectable lawyers, do they? I don't know.
Who said I was respectable?
Valid point.
No, I just, I don't know. I mean, unless we could come up with something else that's crazy and wild, we could come up with. I'm open to ideas. So. But get out there and as they say, or get out there, get online and vote every day, please.
Yep, we appreciate it. All right, so that wraps it up, and we hope you join us again next time on Mouse Chat.